looking at what they do on defense and how they scheme and even their personnel, what's different about Philly?
You know, as you say, they have changed some, and most notable is, you know, they've taken what had received a lot of attention, those wide nine ends, and they've moved them inside. The last four games, they've been less likely to blitz. You know, I think what they've done is they've really relied heavily on that front four to generate power and put some pass rush in, and they've been very effective doing that. So I think they've shied away from that. In terms of what they do coverage-wise, that's pretty much stayed the same. And the way they handled certain formations, that's pretty much been the same. But you would have thought that because Todd Bowles was their secondary coach, so he had a lot of influence in what they were doing coverage-wise already. But I would say generally just the tightening of the defensive ends, the fact that they've probably reduced the amount of pressure that they've needed to use, certainly because they've been getting after people pretty well with the front four.
Anything you can put your finger on what's happened the last 2 weeks offensively?
If I could, I would have solved it and put it on it a long time ago. But I think it's, some of the things are just, we're just not making the plays that are, we've had some opportunities to make. They're there to be had. You know, it's either a misfire to throw or a pressure on on a quarterback, or, you get two big plays. You know, like last week is, it's 17-7. We're driving down again, and we get a holding on a bob that was a nice first down, a big gain, and then we throw the deep one to Dominic. That gets called for offense interference. So it's been one thing after another. It's just there's no consistency. You know, when we got a drive going last week, we put it in the end zone. We drove down and scored, but we just too many threes and outs and just too many really failed opportunities to get the drive going, to get the momentum started.
How do you sum up confidence then this week?
I hope it's good. I mean, you never know, what's pretense and what is, what's superficial, what's underneath the surface. I would hope that, we've been good for long enough that there will be a determination. There's a reserve of confidence, and there's a determination to come back and finish the season off the right way. But you never know until the game starts.
Do you have the same confidence as a play caller?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same challenge. Is that if you look at why things failed and you say, was it, did I call it at the wrong time? Was this the wrong play for that situation? Did they have a coverage or a blitz that I wasn't expecting? And as always, you're never perfect. There are always going to be a couple of those in the game. But did we have some chances? Yeah, we did. And hopefully we'll capitalize on them this week.
It seemed you've fallen behind early in the last couple of games. Yeah. Is there any thought like, let's start 2-minute offense. Let's try and jumpstart this really.
Yeah, we've done it. That's what we did in Cincinnati, and you saw how that turned out. So, we have tried that. So.
I think David Wilson got two carries, but two offensive snaps after that touchdown. Is this the reason why he's playing time dip again?
No, not really. The way it played out, the way that certain things happen in the game that he was going to struggle with, and that's what took place. Same influences that determine it all the time.